Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon, wherever you are.
Or good evening.
If you're listening to an archive, it's great to be with you for this seventh session of the Life School.
Yeah, I'm so grateful to be here for this live broadcast. And our topic today, as most of you will know, is about stress. What is the most important thing to know about stress? So I'm looking forward to talking to you about this, and I know Gary is too. And we're broadcasting from Corvallis, Oregon this morning. So that's really fun to do it in a different location.
This is the home of Oregon State University, and we're in Oregon. So perhaps some of you know a little bit about stress, but maybe we can tell you a little more so that you can use stress in a helpful way.
Yeah, in fact, as we're talking about stress, we'll give you possibly a different perspective than you have about it, because people use the word stress a lot. And what we want you to do is, while you're listening, be thinking about the times when you feel like you're stressed out or that you see other people stressed, and begin to write down questions or insights you have as we begin to talk about stress, as we talk about it for the next half hour or so. And form questions that you may want to know about. So that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be talking about it in possibly a brand new way, a different way than you have thought about it before. So, beloved, will you begin the conversation, please? And don't forget to write down your stresses, the things that stress you at work or at home or in your family life. And because we're coming so close to the holidays, most people's holidays, be thinking about the things that have stressed you out in the past. So we'll be looking forward to talking to you about this whole topic this morning.
Yes. Most of the time when people are with their biological families, such as the holidays, whatever the holidays are in your country, that's the time when you may be feeling stress. You may be feeling stress at work because you feel you have too much to do and you're overwhelmed. You may be feeling stress because you're not feeling well and you want to be healthy. You may be feeling stressed because someone in your family or someone you love is passing on. You may feel stressed because your child is sick or someone you love is sick. Lots of opportunities to feel stress. And so what we're going to share with you on this call is the most important thing to know about stress. Mm-hmm. You may think that you know a lot about stress because you've experienced it so much. Mm-hmm. But we're going to give you a way of looking at stress that may be helpful to you. In fact, if you use this way of looking at stress and you experiment with it, it will be helpful to you.
Yeah.
The amount of stress in your life is determined by how much energy you expend resisting your life.
Will you say that again? Yes, please.
The amount of stress in your life is determined by the amount of energy you expend resisting your life. What could there possibly be about your life that you would resist?
Hmm.
All of those things that we just mentioned. Perhaps you have a colleague that at work who's unpleasant or aggressive. Perhaps you have a boss at work who's overbearing or dominating. Perhaps the bus didn't arrive on time. Perhaps you got a flat tire.
Your luggage didn't come when you were on a trip, and you're on this big trip, and your luggage isn't there when you get there.
That's right. Perhaps a server at a restaurant wasn't polite to you. Perhaps you can see that there are endless ways that you can resist your life. Now, you might think, well, I'm not resisting my life, but I didn't like the way that that server talked to me.
Mm.
Resisting your life.
So what do you mean by that? Really explain that, because I...
Wanting your life to be different than it is. Wanting your experiences to be different than they are.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting someone in your life to change or be the way that you would like them to be, because when they're not, you experience stress.
Does that sound familiar to anyone? I bet it does.
Now, there's lots of emotions that I'm sure you are familiar with that accompany stress. Anger, jealousy, resentment, to please and not sure that you can please, needing to dominate and not sure that you're really in control of the situation. All of these things.
How about judging?
How about judging? Judging other people. Anytime you're judging someone else, you are saying about that person, that's good and that's bad. That's bad and that's good.
And if you... If
you're not feeling any stress about the part that's good, but the part that you're judging is bad and you want different, that's where the stress arises in your experience.
Mm.
So, there's a message in what we're saying. Stress is a very important part of your spiritual development.
Mm.
Stress is a very important part of your spiritual development because it brings your attention to parts of your personality that you need to become aware of and change for the better so that you can move into your full potential, so that you can give the gifts that you were born to give. Stress is such a common word that it almost sounds unusual to say you can't give the gifts that you were born to give while you're stressed, but it's the truth. You're concerned about your rent or about being foreclosed, while you're worried that the car is breaking down, while you're worried that your relationship or one that's important to you might be unraveling, you can't give the gifts that you were born to give.
Mm.
To give those, you need to be in touch with your soul. You need to be in touch with the loving, joyful, ebullient energy in your life. And stress is the opposite of that.
So, beloved, wouldn't you say that then stress is like almost a general word that people use to say anything that's not going the way I want it to is stressful to me? I mean, isn't that really it?
That's it, exactly. They say, I'm stressed.
Or someone else may, you may hear someone saying, she has so much stress on her life, or something like that. And I think that that it's really a general word we use for anything that's not going the way we want it to.
Yes, which means stress is a general word for fear. It's a general word for the experiences that occur when you're experiencing fear. So when we say about someone else, she's stressed out, when you say yourself about yourself, I am stressed, you can experiment with substituting she is in fear, or I am in fear, or there's a frightened part of my personality that's active. By that we mean a part of your personality that originated in fear, such as the ones we mentioned, anger, despair, depression, jealousy, resentment, all of those things. These are not experiences of parts of your personality that originate in love, such as gratitude, appreciation, patience, caring, contentment, awe. Those are not stressful experiences, but the frightened parts of your personality continually produce stressful experiences. The reason that we're having this talk with you is that it doesn't help to say, I'm stressed, or she's stressed, because it's such a general word.
Can I just go back? You said that the frightened parts of the personality are continually creating stressful experiences.
They're continually creating painful experiences. They're continually creating experiences that are impulses to act in a certain way. And as you follow those impulses, you will create consequences that themselves are painful, and they're also destructive. And when you encounter them, if you're not aware of what you've done and the dynamic in which you are involved, which is the law of karma or the golden rule, then you know what will happen? Another frightened part of your personality will become active. In other words, you'll become stressed again. Now to return to why we're talking about stress.
Mm.
We're talking about it because so many people use that word. But it's not a word that's as helpful to you as other words are, or other ways of looking at your experiences. It's so general, but it doesn't give you enough information about the underlying dynamics that are creating this unpleasant, uncomfortable, or painful experience that people generalize as stress. Dynamics that are creating these experiences that in general we give the generic term of stress are frightened parts of your personality. but not just in general, frighten parts of your personality, but in the moment, a specific part of your personality. And if you want to eliminate the stress that this part of your personality is creating in your life, then it's necessary for you to look at that part of your personality, not simply to say, I'm stressed about my job. Well, if you say, I'm stressed about my job, that means in order to get out of your stress, you'll either have to not go to work or get another job. And that's trying to address your inner pain by changing the external world. And that is the pursuit of external power. And it doesn't work. I'd say, yeah, if I don't go to work, I won't feel stress. If I get another job, I'll be away from that boss. I'll be away from the coworker next to me that is talking all the time. It's always negative. But
that's so easy to do, beloved. It's so easy to say it's something outside of myself, and if I just change that, everything will be okay. But I think that's exactly what we're saying, that if you can change things, but that part of you, that frightened part of you that's creating what you call stress, is still there. It hasn't changed. It's getting stronger because you're changing things to make it feel better.
Exactly. So as you change the world or try to change the world to avoid feeling stressed, you're actually changing the world, the circumstances around you, or trying to change the world or another person so that you won't feel these painful experiences. But as Linda pointed out, one thing that happens when you pursue external power is that you don't look inside of you. You don't see the interior origin of these painful experiences. Therefore, you can't do anything about them. The interior origin of these painful experiences remains intact, and it will become activated again in another time, in another place, by another person. That's why pursuing external power is temporary at best. You can get another job. That's a big deal. But if you do get another job, maybe at first you'll feel better about your working environment and the people around you, but eventually this same part of your personality will become activated again. So you won't have gained any ground. You won't have changed yourself. Something else will happen. When you pursue external power, you produce only violence and destruction. For example, you go to work, and then you tell the person next to you who's talking all the time, would you please not talk all the time? I can't focus. And then you start an argument. Or you create distance in yourself because you've already been judging that person.
Right. You may not say a word, but you're judging them.
That's right. Even if you're judging them without telling them, they can feel that.
And you may be judging them and gossiping to other people. So that creates more distance.
That will be part of the picture. If you're judging people and you're not aware that a frightened part of your personality is active, you'll be looking for agreement.
Mm-hmm.
With the judgment that this part of your personality is made about the person sitting next to you or that person or that
person.
So when you pursue external power, you produce violence and destruction, emotional violence and emotional destruction. When nations pursue it, they create physical violence and physical destruction. We're all very familiar with that. Anyone who's looked at the news in the last 30 years or 50 years or 150 years.
Yeah.
So now let's get back to stress. Stress is a general term that doesn't give you enough information to change the causes of your stress. In other words, you can't say to yourself, I'm not going to be stressed anymore. I'm done with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not done with you. You can try to change it, but it won't change. But you can remove the cause of the stress in your life, and it's not outside of you, it's inside of you. And the way you do that is to apply your emotional awareness to the experience that you are calling stress. You put your attention inside your body, into, for example, your throat area, that's your fifth chakra, or your chest area, that's your fourth chakra, or your solar plexus area, that's your third chakra. And why are you doing this? You can look for physical sensations in these areas of your body. There's other areas too, but let's start with these three. You're looking for physical sensations.
Mm-hmm.
Not you're not looking for example thing a way to as to say I feel heavy or I feel happy or I feel sad. That's still not good enough to help you. doesn't have enough information. It's like saying, I feel stressed. You use your emotional awareness. You put your attention into these three areas, and later you'll learn how to put them into all of the seven energy processing centers in your body. And whenever you find a physical sensation, not an emotion, but a physical sensation that's painful, you know that you're in a frightened part of your personality. The energy that's moving through your body is being processed by that energy center in fear and doubt, and maybe in the other energy centers also. If you put your attention in these areas of your body and you find delightful or expansive or good feeling physical sensations, then you know that a loving part of your personality is present. But it's not that's not going to be happening when you're feeling stress. So we're talking about stress now. So you put your attention into these areas of your body. Look for the physical sensations of discomfort or pain that you are encountering. Then practice describing them to yourself or to others as accurately as you can. For example, is the physical sensation I'm feeling stabbing or aching? Is it sharp or dull? Is it contracting? Is it burning? Is it churning? These are the kind of physical sensations that you can look for.
Yeah, and aching describe or throbbing.
Or throbbing. That's a good one.
Yeah.
But it won't help you just to say, well, I hurt, or I feel heavy, or I feel sad, or I'm really depressed, or I feel stressed. That doesn't help. What helps is becoming aware of the physical sensations in your body well enough to accurately describe them.
So why am I doing that? Why am I describing? Why am I feeling those physical sensations and describing them? Why am I doing that when I think I'm stressed?
Oh, Linda's a perfect person to give a talk with. Because you've come that far when you've applied your emotional awareness mm-hmm. to your experiences, then you know exactly what is driving the behavior that is so destructive in your life, whether it's anger, jealousy, resentment, depression.
Or even the general thought, I'm feeling stressed out right now.
Or even the general experience of I'm feeling stressed. And when you're aware of that, when you can look at it, you're coming face to face with the energy and the experience of a frightened part of your personality. And if you're not doing this, if you don't have the skill or the discipline or the desire or the courage, then these experiences, these physical sensations will come up, but you won't feel them. Do you know what you'll feel? You'll feel angry. You'll feel jealous. You'll want to lash out at someone with your words or your fist. You'll want to get even. You'll want to push someone away. You'll become emotionally withdrawn. All of this because these are the ways that people unconsciously mask this pain, the pain of feeling powerless.
Mm-hmm.
You become aware of it. It's not unconscious anymore. Then all of those actions become choices. They were choices before, but they were choices that you made unconsciously. Now they are still choices, but you can make them consciously. You can decide for yourself whether to act on your anger, whether to withdraw emotionally in your jealousy, whether to gossip, whether to judge, whether to try to change someone or something. This is an important place in your life to be. This is a point of power, of choice. It's into that point that you can inject consciousness and choose what you will do consciously instead of unconsciously. There's a big difference between the two. When you choose unconsciously, choose fear. Fear is not only painful in the present and will create painful consequences in the future. Fear always pursues external power. That's another way of saying that the frightened parts of your personality always pursue external power. Now we can get very general. When you're stressed, if you're not aware of it and the dynamics you'll be aware of it. But if you're not aware of the dynamics beneath it, you'll act consciously, and you'll create painful and destructive consequences.
So you'll act unconsciously to distract yourself, to try to cover up how you feel stressed. Is that what you mean? Instead of looking directly at what is causing stress in you, and that is a part of your personality that's feeling a certain way and wanting to change someone. Because I read about this all. I read about things, about people being stressed out. I hear people talking about it. I overhear people talking about being stressed. And I know that really what they're saying, and they don't even know it, is that I have frightened parts active that I'm going to call, they don't even know it's a frightened part of their personality. They just know they feel stressed. And then that's the excuse for them acting or not acting in certain ways, for them not taking responsibility. That's what I see. And I wonder, I've done that myself. I wonder if you have. I wonder in what situations that you feel, you say, I'm stressed out. I'm stressed out over the holidays. Even thinking about the holidays, I'm stressed out. And I wonder if you use that word quite a bit. I wonder, you know, what you can learn from this so that you can see, no, this actually is a frightened part of your personality that's saying these things, that's thinking these things, and how you can feel where it is in your body and challenge it, so that you can do it differently instead of having the excuse, I'm feeling stressed out, and that frightened part gets stronger because you keep saying it over and over again, or you hear other people saying that, and you believe them, and you agree with them. So just look and see in your life where stress, how it plays a part in your life, and how much of a part it plays, because you may find it's a lot more than you think.
That's exactly right. I want to point out, however, don't think that there's any time that you say, oh, I'm feeling pain, so I'm going to mask the pain by acting on my anger. That's the part that's unconscious. That's the part that controls you when you're not conscious of it.
Will you say that again, Bill? I didn't quite understand that.
Yes. When you feel, when you don't feel consciously the pain in your energy processing centers in your body, when you are in a frightened part of your personality, you will act on that pain without thinking. You won't say, uh-oh, I'm feeling pain in my fourth chakra, so instead of feeling that pain, I'm going to act on my anger. All of that happens unconsciously. You feel the experience, you become angry, you act on your anger. That is an unconscious reaction. That's what most people do. It's everything that you said, beloved. I just wanted to point out that it's not a conscious choice at that point. Creating authentic power is the process of making that choice conscious so that you can decide not to act on your anger if you want. When you're unconscious, you don't have that choice. You become angry and you act. Angry and you act. You become jealous and you withdraw. When you're conscious of it, you become aware of the physical, painful sensations in your body that are there when you're angry or jealous or in any frightened part of your personality. And if you have the courage, when you have the courage to do that, then you put yourself in a position to choose, to make a responsible choice. To say to yourself, right now, I am so hurting, and I so much want to shout, but I'm not going to, because the person I want to shout at is someone I love, and I'm not going to do it. That is a responsible choice. It takes commitment and courage and compassion and conscious communication and action. That is creating authentic power, and that's what all of our calls are about. This one, this call is relating the general term of stress to the very specific discipline of creating authentic power in your life.
So what is the most important thing about stress? What is that?
You're bringing us right back to the title of this talk.
Yes.
Stress invites you to move beyond your fear and into love. Stress invites you to free yourself from your fears so that you can give the gifts that you were born to give. Stress is an invitation to move into wholeness.
When you feel stressed, when you think you feel stressed.
When you feel stress, if you're feeling stressed, you won't be thinking you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You actually be feeling stressed. You might probably be telling
but
people,
it's not,
am I stressed today?
But it's not you. It's a frightened part of your personality that's feeling stressed.
Exactly. And unless you're aware of that, unless you're aware of your personality as having different parts and able to identify what those different parts are feeling as they are feeling them, you'll think that you're feeling those things. You'll say, I'm stressed. Instead of saying, or if you're really more accurate, you'll say, I'm angry today. I'm frustrated. But if you're really aware, you'll say there's a frightened part of my personality that is feeling frustrated. Then you will be able to decide whether to act on it and create its destructive and painful consequences, painful for you, or whether you will experience that pain and while you're experiencing it, choose to act from the healthiest part of your personality that you can possibly act on. Once you understand stress in this way, as an invitation to move into awareness, to move into power, to experience what lies beneath your painful experiences in the moment, and choose not to act on those painful physical sensations that are driving those experiences, accompanying those experiences, or a part of those experiences.
But actually feel them. Feel the pain and choose from a healthy part of your personality that never feels stressed. There is no way any loving part of your personality could ever feel stressed. It totally trusts the universe. It's aligned with your soul. So that's not going to happen. So you know if you are using the word stress or say I'm stressed out or hearing somebody else, you know that you are in a frightened part of your personality. And if someone else is saying that, you know that they are. So be aware of that word, because I hear it so much. And during the holidays, people are always speaking about how stressed they are. They've got so much to do, and they don't want to see the in-laws or what some people say are outlaws. I mean, I've heard so many things, you know, about the way people are. And I know how I felt about stress, how I used to feel about it before I started creating authentic power. I used to think that it actually is an issue that doesn't really have anything to do with me. I don't have to do anything about it. I just can't help that that's happening. But I know that's not true. In fact, if I don't do something about it, it's going to get stronger, this feeling and this frightened part that is creating what I call stress.
So when you understand this, that stress is an invitation for you to grow spiritually, eventually it will become an invitation that you welcome. When your pain becomes intense enough, the pain of the frightened parts of your personality, your anger, your resentments, your vengefulness, your refusal to forgive, your jealousy, you see clearly enough the futility in pursuing external power, in trying to change people and things around you without looking at the internal dynamic that is creating these painful experiences, then stress will become an invitation that you accept gladly.
Yeah.
You'll say, oh, now is the time for me to go deeper and deeper and deeper until I find the root of this. Pull it. Pull it by experiencing it, challenging it, choosing to act differently than it would have me act. Now the thing is, why wait? Why wait until your pain becomes so intense that it brings you to your knees? Why wait until you've created so many destructive consequences in your life that they surround you and they are unending? That may be where you're at now, but it doesn't have to be where you will be at in the future. Why not use your experiences of stress now to learn about the parts of your personality that are holding you back from all things good and fulfilling? And change them now for the better. It's the most important thing to know about stress.